"Yes, that is just what I want to know," said the duck, and she swam away to the end of the pond and stood upon her head in order to give her children a good example.
"What a silly question," cried the water rat. "I should expect my devoted friend to be devoted to me, of course."
"And what would you do in return?" said the little bird, swinging upon a silver spray and flapping his tiny wings.
"I don't understand you," answered the water rat.
"Let me tell you a story on the subject," said the linnet.
"Is this story about me?" asked the water rat. "If so, I will listen to it, for I am extremely fond of fiction."
"It is applicable to you," answered the linnet, and he flew down, and alighting upon the bank, he told the story of the devoted friend. "Once upon a time," said the linnet, "there was an honest little fellow named Hans."
"Was he very distinguished?" asked the water rat.
"No," answered the linnet, "I don't think he was distinguished at all, except for his kind heart and his funny, round, good-humoured face. He lived in a tiny cottage all by himself, and every day he worked in his garden. In all the countryside there was no garden so lovely as his. Sweet William grew there, and gillyflowers, and shepherd's purses, and fair maids of France. There were damask roses, and yellow roses, lilac crocuses, and gold, purple violets, and white. Columbine and ladysmock, marjoram and wild basil, the cowslip and the flower de luce, the daffodil and the clove pink bloomed or blossomed in their proper order as the months went by, one flower taking another flower's place, so that there were always beautiful things to look at and pleasant odours to smell.